Hello, Washington County. Wasn't that a wonderful meal? I tell you, I can't tell you how happy I am to be in a room full of people and see all your smiling faces. It's awesome after a couple of hard years. I went into the pandemic with beautiful brunette hair. And here we go. The next chapter in my life, right? Well, I can tell you, quick story about my husband of 31 years. We went out 6 times before we eloped. We lived in different cities, and 3 of those 6 times were golf tournaments. So to all of you young girls in here, I have to tell you, that's not really a good formula for picking a husband. But in the matter of just a few months, and I was living in San Antonio, he was living in Stratford, Texas, a little town north of Amarillo, I got mugged one day, and he said, "I don't want you to live there anymore." And I said, "I don't want to live here anymore." And next thing you know, I quit my job, and I moved into a trailer house in Stratford, Texas, married to a guy that I didn't even know his birthday. And we actually had to call the other people that we were dating and tell them that they probably shouldn't call us anymore. So during our entire marriage, which I've been in economic development almost the entire time, I've traveled all over the country, actually all over the world, marketing my communities, marketing my region, and marketing Texas. And so I've been gone really an average of about 40% of the time, our entire marriage. That's obviously the secret to our marriage, is that I'm gone 40% of the time. Well, during the pandemic, you know, we had about 18 months into it, we kind of thought maybe we were over it. And my clients in other states started calling and saying, you know, come back, we're ready to get back to work. And I will never forget, he went and got my oil changed, he washed my car, carried my bag down, backed up my car, put the suitcase in and had it pointing towards the exit. Babe, have a good trip. Thank you so much. And we laughed because just this December, which would be about 2 years into this pandemic, he said, "You know, I really only like you 60% of the time." And I said, "Same, same." So to preserve our 31-year marriage that started after 3 golf tournaments and my move to a little town in the Panhandle, we're glad to be coming out of this pandemic. So I'm very, very happy to be here tonight. I want to share with you a couple of thoughts that I have about where you are, who you are, and what the future looks like for Washington County, which is so bright. So bright. So I got into economic development when I moved to that small town. They had just started their economic development initiative. I didn't even know what it was. I was an accountant by trade, if you can imagine. And they said, "You know, we started this economic development group and we'd like for you to apply for the job." I'm like, "What is it?" And they said, "Well, you're going to create jobs and you're going to create wealth and help the businesses recruit businesses, you know, textbook." They said, "That's what you're going to do." And I go, "Okay, I don't know how to do that." They go, "It's okay. We're going to teach you how to do that." They didn't know what they were doing either. We were all starting together. But I will never forget the gift that that very first board of directors gave me in hiring a girl. I wasn't even from there. I wasn't even sure I was going to stay there. But they gave me a chance to be involved in the future of my community. Now that sounded like a pretty cool job to me. So they said, "This is what we're going to do for the first year. We're going to give you all the training that you need. We're going to sign you up to go to, we're going to train you on the technical aspects of being an economic developer." Okay. They said, "We want you to spend the rest of the time getting to know every business in this county, every person who lives in these communities in this county." Okay. And they said, "The third thing we want you to do is we want you to identify 10 cities in the country that are pretty close to us." They had to be larger in population. They were aspirational cities, which meant I had to go out and find cities who were doing it right, that had figured it out, that were ahead of us, and they had similar criteria to us. ag communities, oil and gas communities, communities that were 100 miles from an international airport. Although Julie and I both agree, Amarillo International Airport is a stretch. I don't know how much international there is at Amarillo International Airport, but we did not have any water. There's no water in Sherman County. We have pheasant, but no water. We're 2 hours from the slopes, which is awesome. But I had to go out in the country and I had to find the communities that were ahead of us and learn everything I could about those communities, because that's how we were going to build our program of work. So as a young career woman in a town I knew nothing about, that 1 year changed my life. I learned so much in that 1 year. I went out and I found those communities. And you know what I did since then? This is my 31st year of marriage and economic development, because I'm gone 40% of the time. I learned that we should always have aspirational cities, that we should always aspire to bigger things. It doesn't have to mean bigger population, but it does mean bigger dreams. That I went out and I learned that the very first year, but every year since then, I've added 10 more cities to my list. So 300 cities later, I'm still studying the cities that have grown and tried to learn from the cities that haven't. So a lot of people have said, I wish you would publish that data. And I can't. Well, I might someday, but it wasn't scientific. I didn't do it through Texas A&M. They told me I should have. Who knows that when they're 26 years old, right? I told them, that was for us to learn from. And this is what I found out, that you don't learn that much from just population or workforce numbers or sales tax numbers. Because I would take those cities every year, and even to this day, I take a week every summer, and I call those cities. All the ones, the 300 cities now, they're on my list. I have interns that help me do it. Because I want to know why a city grows and why a city doesn't. And you can't just find that out in numbers. And so I would call. I would call the economic developers. I would call the chamber. I would call the hospitals. I would call the schools. I would call the counties. I would go, if I could, if the cities were close enough, and I would talk to the businesses, I would talk to the downtowns, I would talk to the major employers, and sometimes I'd just go sit in the coffee shop and I would just talk to the citizens. And I would say, what's going on here? I wanted to know why they were growing or why they weren't. And that's the numbers that are hard to publish. We can publish the tangible numbers. Sometimes it's very easy to identify why a community grows. Sometimes it's very easy to identify why they don't. It could be a natural disaster. It could be the loss of a major employer. It could be maybe a community had all their eggs in one basket and then the economy or that particular industry just took a big hit. It could be like us in the Panhandle, where we are very commodity driven, very dependent upon the price of oil and whether we're in a drought or not. So when your economy is dependent upon Mother Nature and the Middle East, good luck. Good luck, right? Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. Those things are easy to identify. But what happens if the numbers are there and you can't find a reason why a community's not growing? That's how you find out the intangibles that are special to a community, or the nail in a coffin of a community, is when you talk to the people and you find out how they feel about their community. Are they investing in their community? Do they love their community? Are their kids leaving and coming back? Are they retiring there? Are they opening businesses there? It's not about the numbers, people. You know, you guys have amazing numbers ahead of you. You're sitting on some pretty good numbers right now. I mean, you have, well, I will tell you, out of all the categories I study in my 30 years of studying communities, you're nailing it on almost all of the categories. And I'm only saying almost all of them. Yeah, definitely. because you haven't been on my list to find out yet why you are growing or why you're not, the intangible things. You are in very good shape on the tangible things, your strategic location, your collaboration, the companies that are moving in, the increase in your sales tax, the increase in your population, your transportation outlets, proximity to education, all of these things are working in your favor. And you have the team, the city, the county, the Economic Development Foundation, the Sales Tax Board, the education, the hospital districts, all of those, all of you working together. That's an intangible that most communities who aren't growing, it's easy to identify, very easy to identify. So when you have all of you guys at the same table and you're all going in the same direction, maybe not in the same lane, everybody's like, stay in your lane, stay in your lane, stay in your lane. That never happens here, right? Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Okay. I'm going to get in everybody's lane. But as long as everybody's going in the same direction, you're golden. You got this. But when I go into a community where I call them and they either don't want to talk, they go, I don't know. I don't know why we have fewer kids in school. I don't know. I can't figure it out. There's a reason. It's almost like a cancer can get into a community and apathy sets in and people quit investing in their community, not just in money, but in time. And it sneaks in. And so I warn all my communities, all of my clients, don't let that apathy creep in, because you know when apathy happens? When things are good. When everybody's kind of sitting around fat and sassy, eating good meals, everybody's got a job. Anybody who wants to work can get a job. That's definitely something going on in Texas these days. Don't let the apathy creep in. Apathy doesn't happen when you're down and when you're negative. Apathy happens when things are good. When things are good. Things have been rough the last 2 years, but we're going to come out of this. We're going to come out of this. This region is flourishing. Texas is flourishing. And that's only going to increase. But I ask you, are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? Do you want to grow? Yeah. Because the status quo does not exist anymore. You're either growing or you're not. So I say, control your own destiny. That is one thing I learned from that very first year. When that board gave me that assignment to study those 10 communities, that's one thing that I've never forgotten. Aspire to bigger things. Checking my clock. They're timing me up here. Aspire to bigger things. Look at those bigger communities and say, what do we like about what they're doing and what do we not like? Because I don't think every community has to grow in population to keep your quality of life, to keep your jobs, to keep everything about you that's special. You don't want to give that up. Nobody wants to give up what they're special, and you have special in abundance. You all, Washington County, you have special in abundance. Your values, your history, your heritage, your awesome downtown, you people have a reason to live here, to come here, to visit, to spend money, to create jobs, and to stay here. You have that, and not every community has that. And some communities want it so bad, but they just don't have the assets that you have. So we have to find a different way for them to grow. So what do you do when you're at a birthday party and you have all these presents, you have all these gifts? Do you say thanks? Or do you want more? Or do you give them back? No, you open those presents and you love them and you share them with your friends. And that's what you all are doing. You're growing. You're on the list. Now you're on the list of rising stars. But you can't let it pass you by. I try not to use the words controlled growth. Because I think the word controlled growth sounds kind of communist. controlled growth. I like to use the words of directional growth. And directional growth happens when you're visionary. When you're visionary and you look at your community and you can say, this is special to us, this is special to us, this is special to us, and we want to do everything we can to keep that specialness. That means don't turn away, don't turn your back, don't take your hands off the wheel. We want to keep these things that are special to us. Everything that about Washington County that is special will stay that way as long as you keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel, looking forward. It's when you look away or you step away that sometimes those things get tired or they get diluted. Or heaven forbid, we just don't talk about them anymore. That's not going to be the case here. I can tell. I can tell by the excitement of everybody that I've met, every store that I've been in, and every employer that I've talked to. There's an excitement about living here in Washington County. I want to celebrate three things tonight. I want to celebrate your heritage and the fact that you are so proud of your heritage. Because you have one that nobody else in Texas gets to own, right? You get to own that Texas story, the birth of Texas. That's your story. And that makes you special. And I see it everywhere I go. So congratulations on that for sure. Let's celebrate your heritage. And the second thing is, let's celebrate. I love the word. You said celebrate too. This is a time to celebrate that you are actually in a position to grow. And that should not be taken for granted. I have 40 clients right now, and 16 of them are not growing. 16 are struggling. They don't have all the assets you have. They don't have your story to tell. They're struggling to find what makes them special. And they want somebody from outside to come in and invest in their community. They want somebody to come in and save them like the White Knight. And I've said, why would somebody else invest in your community if you're not willing to invest in your community? If you invest in your community first, you will become a magnet to other people who want to be a part of what makes you special. So we are going to celebrate that tonight. Your opportunity to continue to grow in a directional way, which means not haphazard, not a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here. That's going to happen anyway. That happens in spite of you. This growth is going to happen in spite of you. So get a handle on it. Embrace it. Figure it out and make it work to your advantage. Make the community grow in the places where you have room to grow and where you have infrastructure. Have that vision, the same vision that you had so many years ago when the Economic Development Foundation in the 1950s had the vision to say, we want Washington County to grow, and we're going to invest in our community. That's why we're here tonight, because they did that 70 years ago. If you all had any part of that, we celebrate you, and we celebrate the vision that you had. And then the sales tax board was created in the 1990s, and you had the vision. You had the vision to say, we want more parks in our community. We want quality of life. We want a beautiful community. And you did it. I am amazed. I am blown away by the parks. In fact, I'm going to be doing a story about it and putting it out on my blog. The fact that you intentionally said, we're going to blow everybody away with our parks. Don't be thinking your park's going to be better than ours, because it's not. And they're not. You win. You win on the parks. So congratulations on the vision. These things don't happen overnight, do they? Anybody who was involved in that knows infrastructure projects do not happen overnight. But you had the vision to do it. You've got the chamber. You've got the city. You've got the economic development. You have these amazing educational facilities. you have all the pieces to continue down the path of growth. But we want it to be your visionary growth. And you know, you're going to meet some new people and you're going to have some new businesses. And sometimes change is hard. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes we just like everything the same. But you know what these new businesses do? They create more things for you to do and spend your money, which increases the sales tax, which makes your property taxes go down. That's your math lesson for tonight. And it makes it easier to fund the city services like the police and the fire department. And it keeps your taxes low. That's what growth does. That's what growth does. It means new families, new places to eat, new places to shop, new people to invest in your community. So I just encourage you to embrace that. You're going to grow in spite of yourself, but if you embrace it, you will just continue on the fabulous path that you've been on all this time. So the three things that I learned again in my 30-year projects, aspire to be, to dream big. You don't have to be bigger, but you can maintain your quality of life if it's intentional. Just aspire to dream big. You want something, a park? Okay, let's get another park. That's what you did 25 years ago. You want another industrial park? Let's create the industrial foundation. That's what you did 70 years ago. What do you want next? You wanted higher education? You made it happen. Don't lose that spirit. Don't lose that spirit. Carry it down to the younger generations, because I see every generation in this room tonight. Some of you are tired and some of you have done. You've said, I've done my deal. I've done all I can for this community, and we thank you for that. And for you young kids who go, I don't have any money. I don't know how to invest in this community. I can't even get a new car. I got school loans to pay. You can invest your time, and you can invest your gifts and your talents. It takes everybody. And that's what I learned when I talk to 300 communities every year. What is the difference between a community that grows and a community that doesn't? It's the people. It's the people, it's the attitude, and it's the willingness to collaborate and work together. It's those intangible things. So the second thing that I learned, first, aspire to bigger things. Second, be visionary. Look ahead. Look ahead. You have examples. No better example than what you've already done, and that is to continue to face forward. Together, all of you, together, face forward. And the third thing I learned, and the most important thing, is you control your destiny. And when they sent me out there to study those communities, that's one thing I learned. Each of those communities controlled their own destiny. You control what's the future of Washington County and these fabulous cities. It's in your control, not mine, not the politicians. I didn't mean to say that with so many politicians in the room. It's you. It's you, the businesses, you, the community, you, the citizens, you who get up every day and say, I choose to live here. You control your own destiny, and the future is very bright. Thank you so much.